are listening to episode number 1915 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 25th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The first build-it-yourself furniture item IKEA created was a leaf-shaped side table called Lavette in 1956. I bet you didn't know that.
Man, IKEA's been around that long.
They've been around that long.
Huh. Okay.
The reason doctors wear blue or green scrubs is because those are on the opposite side of the color wheel from red and pink, which makes those colors clearer during surgery. I don't understand, but...
Wouldn't red or pink be clearer? What do you mean clearer?
Because it's not to be confused with flesh or blood. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh. Yeah,
think about that. Yeah.
See, I'm a nurse. I should know.
You should know that. Disney World and Disneyland employees, or cast members as they're called, who dress up as characters and walk around the parks have to go through special training and learn how to do their character's correct autograph. And I know that for
well,
a fact.
Well, yes.
Because I've actually played a character at a Disney park.
No, you don't say.
I was Pluto.
Yes.
Yeah, so I learned how to act like Pluto, turn my head like Pluto, shake my head like Pluto. It's great fun. Eyes Wide Shut has the record for the most consecutive days of filming without a day off. Tom Cruise. 400 days straight. At one point,
Jeepers.
Stanley Kubrick had Tom Cruise do 95 takes just walking through a door.
That's a bit...
But probably only one take of Nicole Kidman naked. I'm just saying, but I didn't miss it. I'm ready for a little Who Cares. How about you?
Well, sure.
Well, sure. Why not?
Why not? I mean, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Sure. Ready?
Ready, begin. It's just like in third grade. Ready,
begin. John Mayer says he was really moved by the Framing
moved.
Britney Spears documentary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
No.
I need to see that. I think I need to see that.
You think you...
But
well,
I think it's going to be
boy.
Sad. So here's the deal. Okay?
Okay.
Not a Britney boy. I like Britney Spears.
You're a Britney boy.
My favorite Britney Spears song is Toxic.
Toxic.
I love that song. That's like my jam. Anyway, you know what? I would really love to see her in concert. Whenever she's back again in Vegas, I'd love to go see
her.
Go
watch her lip sync?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Okay. I mean, because I think she's somewhat talented. She's got, you know, she's unique.
Well, you know, seeing her, it's like, hey, I saw Britney Spears.
Well,
that would be kind of cool.
I can say that to all my buds. I saw Britney. I'm so cool. I saw Britney. I may be a few years behind on that. But anyway, so I'm afraid to watch it because, you know, she's kind of a hot mess. I mean, that's known. And we don't like to make fun of that, obviously.
I think there's more to the story than
and that's
we all
why
know.
I'd love... But these documentaries about musicians just leave me just melancholy. They just do.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's always something in there that's sad or the dad didn't love me or something, you know. Weird. Weird crap.
Yes.
But anyway, we're talking about John Mayer. John Mayer watched it. He obviously had a visceral effect, you know, had a visceral effect on him.
Well, he confessed he was brought to tears several times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Several times.
Mostly for Britney's very public troubles.
Yeah.
But also because she's female. So he said, and he has a point. He said, if you're a man, you're an outlaw. If you're a woman, you're kind of crazy.
Wow, that's a weird way of looking at things.
But
am I an outlaw? I know you're kind of crazy, but am I an outlaw? John Mayer, you're speaking my language.
Well, you know, if a star, a male star, goes out and whoops it up and spends money and hangs out, if he went out and hung out with chicks or something... He's like an outlaw.
Well,
you know,
Leo DiCaprio. Leo cool, DiCaprio. You know? That's good. That's a good example. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, for her to go spend money and do stuff. And he said that it describes the public's differing perception of celebrities.
Okay.
So he also said that his bucket list is about complete, though there's one thing left, and that's wife and kids.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Britney and her kids.
I don't think so.
But, you know, and that's the other thing about John Mayer. John Mayer is not a saint. Oh my God!
It's also not going to be. It's not going to be Jessica Simpson.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Or Jennifer Aniston, or Jennifer Love Hewitt, or just name them.
I have to wonder.
You
about
know,
that
when
too.
It comes to Jennifer Aniston, I don't think there was a real. I don't want.
They weren't like.
Did it happen?
I don't know.
There wasn't really a relationship. Did they just, they just hooked up to be hooking up? Who knows?
We should pull up a list of John Mayer's dates.
Well, you know, he's been out of the news for a while. Now that he's brought himself back into the news by talking about Britney Spears, let's do it.
And he put it, I don't feel late to the party because I know only now is my tummy sore from all the frosting I've eaten off the cake of life.
Oh, God.
Well,
He's eating the frosting, that's for sure.
I think he's eating a lot of the cake. Lionel Richie and girlfriend Lisa Parigi, they kicked off the week by throwing Twitter into a tizzy over their age gap. Yes, indeedy. On Monday, a photo of a couple popped back up on social media. If you can believe this, Lionel Richie's already 71.
Oh, man.
Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts.
Now, guess how old she is?
I bet she's young.
What do you think? What decade do you think?
She's got to be in her 30s.
She's 30.
She's 30. Wow.
At least
41. Now she's 30. I did the math. 41 years of difference. They're not even in the same universe.
Here's what makes it even creepier.
Okay. What?
Okay.
What? What's that?
They've reportedly been dating. I know this is 2021.
Yeah.
Right. Since 2014. So she would have been like around 22 or 23.
I have a few comments about this. A, must be nice to be a guy who has a lot of gold records. B, must be a guy nice to be a guy has a lot of money. And C, must be nice to be a guy who's good in bed. I think that's what it's all about. Because she's 30. He's got to pop blue pills. My God.
For her, it doesn't matter if he's good in bed.
Well, that's true.
Wonder if she calls him grandpa in the bedroom.
I always wondered that about the women that Hefner had. Here he is, 90 years old.
Well, you know, they
smoking
say.
Smoking jacket.
The line is always, who's your daddy?
Who's your granddaddy? Is that what you're going to
call?
Who's your papa? Who's your papa? It's Lionel. He's probably had some work done. He looks all right for 71.
Would have not known that he was 71.
Yeah, well, he'll probably start going downhill from here. I expect the next couple of years he's going to start looking his age a little bit more. You only cover so much stuff up with makeup and cosmetic surgery. After that, it's like, he is closer in age to Halle Berry than he is to this young lady.
He's closer to age than almost everybody.
Hallie's kind of halfway between the two of them.
You didn't even try, John.
I didn't try. We had a story about her yesterday. I mean,
that's true.
I still can't get over that.
That was a story.
If you didn't hear it, catch our podcast. It's available on Spotify and all the podcast.
You probably
apps.
Didn't even sleep much last night.
Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.